June, I hope you're feeling fit and fine, wonderful and well. Noel Edmonds welcoming you to a breakfast show to get you alive and get you bouncing and beautiful and bright. Oh. I'll be reminding you about that new lineup on 247 Meters a little bit later on in the program. We've got the brand new Top 30 coming your way at 8 o'clock.
Music Radio.
And I wonder where this particular number is going to be at 8 o'clock. The Detroit Emeralds. You want it, you got it. I've got a piece of motoring information for drivers heading for the M6 of Birmingham. That'll be coming right up after the Detroit.
Are you all right this morning? You are. Jolly good.
Got lots of money. Got two diamond rings.
On 247 Meters, the sound of our times, the Detroit Emeralds.
Wednesdays were weary now, but Wednesdays are wonderful now.
And calling up those motorists approaching Birmingham on the M6. The Birmingham Motorway Police tell our motoring unit that the northbound access to the M6 at Birmingham has had to be closed at Junction 10, the A454 turn for Wolverhampton, because a large vehicle has shed its load of girders. The blockage is expected to last for at least a couple of hours, so be ready for a road closure on the northbound access to the M6 at Birmingham, Junction 10, because of a lorry that shed a load of girders. So you girder avoid that at your cost.
Monday to Friday, 7 to 9, listen to Noel Edmonds on Radio 1. It's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do with the new Seekers, and goodbye is just another word. It's now 4.5 minutes past 7.
Time should ever come that you feel our race is run, and your old brass bed's the only thing that we... Let's just break it off, my friend. 'Cause nothing's worse than playing like you care.
sociable sound swings on at 247. The New Seekers, and goodbye is just another word. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Music Wednesday.
And I hope everything is going very well for you and you're feeling fit and fine. You'll have to excuse my croaky larynx this morning. I hope this is not a sign of the times that every morning I'm going to wake up with a voice like this. You want to hear me at 5 o'clock, baby? Indeed, it's Wednesday, the 6th of June, the 29th anniversary of the Western Allies' invasion of Europe. For those who wish to know, that happened in 1944 on this particular day. And it's also the 50th anniversary of the first eyewitness account of a sporting event broadcast. And it was Edgar Wallace, and he gave his impressions of the Derby. And of course, today is Derby Day. We're hoping to tell you the Epsom weather a little bit later on. Steve Donohue won his third Derby in succession 50 years ago. Really, today, quite a memorable day in many ways. Let's just check that weather for you. And it's looking good across the UK. Most places will be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. The far north of Scotland will be dull and misty with occasional drizzle. And let's do a beautiful little piece of album tracking. 8 after 7, OJ's. Tracking the epic sounds of the OJs from the LP, the OJs in Philadelphia, a one-night affair. They don't want love, they don't want marriage. In fact, he gave her a whiskey and sofa, and she reclined. 7:10. Little bit of a spot on the program for those people who rise between 7 and 7:15, where I'll get you out of bed gladly with a sound effect of your choice. And we got the very first request. They were contrived on Monday and Tuesday because it was a new program, but the cards are beginning to come in. Please drop me a line if you want an early morning call to that particular name. Then Noel Edmonds, BBC, London W1A, 4WW. Roger McKenzie did that. Roger's down there in Tunbridge Wells. He's a bit embarrassed about his choice, so he's just left it at Tunbridge Wells. Wants to hear Dusty Springfield sleeping. And you may think that's impossible. In fact, that was one of the most easy things to arrange. Dusty, thank you very much indeed for your cooperation. This is the sound of Dusty Springfield sleeping. And if you listen very closely, you can just hear her false eyelashes brushing against the pillow. Can you hear them? Can you hear them there? I hope you're enjoying this, Roger. A little bit of a sonic wake-up just for you. 7:30. Thank you, Dusty.
We live the best part of your life.
And we do it. The Creedence Clearwater Revival. Back to 1969, the story of Proud Mary. I'd love to give you an early morning call with a sound effect. You want one? Well, drop me a line. I'll do it for you. Clearwater Revival and Proud Mary. But you've got some nice weather for it today. Most places are going to be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. It's 14 and a half minutes now past seven.
This is Nelly Holder from Slade saying, listen to Seen and Heard at a new time on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. All right, all right, all right, all right!
This is Johnny Moran, and you can join me and Slade at the new time, 7 o'clock on Thursday, for Seen and Heard. Please make it at 8. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Seen and Heard.
Can you just imagine Noddy Holder at home when tea time comes?
Noddy, would you like your tea? All right, all right, all right, all right.
I shouldn't have done that. This is George Harrison, and Give Me Love.
What a really great thing to do, to a Wednesday.
We're living the best part of your life, and George says, give me love, and don't forget the golden crazy phrase that you must utter as you walk into school or go into work today.
There was a dunghill in the middle of the yard.
Of course! Good morning to you. I hope the dawn has popped up rather excellently in your otoscopic organs today. You're enjoying the music coming your way. It's 19 minutes now past 7, 19 after 7.
And in case you've been out of the country, or you've just been released, or something like that, and you didn't know there's a new lineup on 247 Meters, Noel Edmonds here on your breakfast show for this Wednesday morning, and each and every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, Tony Blackburn, 3 hours right through to 12, and Johnny Walker at 2, David Hamilton, and then at 5 o'clock, Radio 1 Club. We'll have news of that Radio 1 Club for you. It's a Wednesday evening, and therefore Stuart Henry is doing his rounds. We'll tell you exactly where he is a little bit later on. Interesting to read this week of news about an all-woman expedition from Japan. It's going to attempt to climb Everest in the spring of 1975. I hope they have more success than the male expedition that the Japanese launched a few years back that didn't really get anywhere, and a spokesman afterwards say, "Hassaw! My feet, hassaw!"
あなたが今お聞きになっているのは BBC レイディオ1のノエル・エドモンドショーです。イギリスでのご滞在が楽しいものになりますようお祈りいたしております。
And it's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. I hope all those lovely Japanese ladies climbing up Everest have nice long trousers on. I'd hate to think of them getting chappy knees. A very good morning to you. This is reggae music. A mind bender coming your way.
Every morning, Monday to Friday, Noel Edmonds can make your heart beat just a little bit faster.
23 after 7 o'clock.
Mind bender.
And the little brain teaser for you to take to work with you. Maybe think about, cogitate upon when you're on the train, or maybe when you're in the office. Maybe you've got a bit of a dull lunch coming up today, so you can think about this one. First of all, the answer to yesterday's mind bender, very easy. The gentleman who was going in and buying things at funny prices and whatnot, he was buying house numbers. There will be a repeat of that answer at 8:10 if you can't possibly work out what it's all about. He was buying house numbers anyway. Today's mind bender, if a pint bottle had all its dimensions doubled, what would it then hold? Think about it. If a pint bottle had all its dimensions doubled, what would it then hold? If maths is not your forte, don't worry. Bit of English lit coming next week.
Wherever you are, Radio 1 keeps you in touch.
Keeping you in touch. Most places today are going to be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. The far north of Scotland, dull, misty, maybe drizzle.
There's a reason for the life that you live. And there's a reason that I know you can give. And I've been craving the love you've been saving. So baby, won't you give it to me? You're telling me no, no.
Sound of Bread and Let Your Love Go.
Between 7 and 9 each morning, let Noel Edmonds bring out the best in you.
That's what I intend to do, and I'm going to do it with good music, you better believe it. You can find this one on the Warner Brothers label. Comes from the Mystic Moods, it's a Cosmic Sea, and it's 26 and a half minutes past 7. Good morning to you. And a Cosmic Sea. I'd like to dedicate that to Gene Cousins. A very happy 15th birthday to you, Gene. Lots of love from Mum and Dad. Down there in Bournemouth, the outlook for Bournemouth today is rather good. Sunny and a high of 20 degrees. She called train. Or Chai called train. Nobody seems to know, but the music's good.
Someday my time to die will come.
train and go like Elijah. The time right now on Radio 1 is 7:30. In the newsroom, we now join Bruce Windham.
In Washington, White House officials say that President Nixon might allow the Senate committee, which is investigating the Watergate scandal, to see the records of conversations between him and his former legal advisor, John Dean. Mr. Dean had told the committee that he had discussed Watergate with the president. The committee said a subpoena would be delivered at the White House calling for the records, but officials said there was no legal way of forcing the president's hand. However, they now say that the papers might be released voluntarily. In Brussels, there are reports that the Secretary General of NATO, Dr. Luhans, might have been successful in breaking the deadlock in the fishing dispute between Britain and Iceland. He was instructed by his counsel to try and bring the two sides together, and officials say there could be a development within the next few days. President Pompidou is cutting down his public engagements to try and recover from a succession of colds and influenza. But our correspondent says the announcement does not answer speculation that the president could be more seriously ill. At home, Mrs. Rennie Short, a member of the Labour Party executive, has again criticised the domination of British industry by a small number of industrial giants. Speaking to constituents in Wolverhampton, Mrs. Short said the party executive wanted public ownership, and this meant cooperation between industry, trade unions and consumers, quite different from the old idea of nationalisation. In Londonderry, three soldiers had been hurt, two of them seriously, by an explosion while they were searching an empty house. The army say they're dealing with other explosives they found there. And troops had a narrow escape near Dungannon in County Tyrone when a landmine went off and blew a 15-foot crater in the road as their lorries passed by. Lieutenant Mark Phillips is to receive a summons for a driving offence said to have been committed a week before he was engaged to Princess Anne. The case, which arises out of an accident at Chalderton in Wilts, is to be heard at Salisbury. And that's the news. Now the weather in brief. Most places will be dry and warm with a good deal of rather hazy sunshine. The far north of Scotland will be dull and misty with an occasional drizzle. And that's the news and weather at the time of 7:32.
Thank you, Bruce Windham.
Medicine Head.
Okay, that to Ray and Maria Flack of 66 Basinghouse, Barking. They've got an anniversary coming up. Ray and Maria, congratulations to you. Hope when it does come, the day is absolutely fantastic. The very best wishes to you from Jack, Robert and Colin. And a very good morning to you if you just tuned in. It's 25 minutes before 8. This is Noel Edmonds here, hoping that everything in your little world is going remarkably well. Here he is again, remarkably punctual, the deliverer of lactic fluid. Do you have to... Come in, Flynn, come in.
Morning, Grisha. Lovely morning. How are you then, mate, eh?
How come you're so bright and cheerful, Flynn?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about my round.
Oh, is it? No, I'll have a gin and tonic then in that case.
Oh, well, if you're going to be in one of those moods, I think I'm off then. I can't put up with that.
Oh, all right then.
Well, next time.
Bye-bye. At least he's gone.
It is a nice record.
You're listening to the sound of our times. Radio 1. Three and a half minutes now before 8 o'clock. Jackson's.
Hallelujah day. Sing hallelujah. Love is on its way. It's coming to ya.
Children, gather round now. Clap your hands and sing. Battle sun is shining down.
So the bells are gonna ring.
Yes, they will now.
Can't you see that ray of hope? Somebody
from the Jackson 5. It's now 21 and a half minutes before 8. Good morning to you.
Music Wednesday.
The Music Wednesday. It's the 6th of June. And it's the 50th anniversary of the first eyewitness account of a sporting event. That event, of course, was the Derby. It's Derby Day today, and it's sunny down there in Epsom, I'm led to believe. It may have gone in just at this moment, but it basically started off sunny. And there's going to be a high for Epsom today of 20 degrees, and the outlook is sunny. In fact, it's going to be sunny with a rather hazy sunshine for most of Great Britain today. Indeed, if you're going out and about, I hope you have an absolutely fine time. I'm going to be calling up somebody at school, mentioning a few exams and that sort of thing on the school report in the merest hint of time. We've also got The Adventures of Supernoel. Don't forget, the greatest crime fighter of them all, our regular breakfast cereal, coming your way at about 10 to 8.
Everybody's morning is different. Is this the sound of your morning?
Oh, blooming neck. Oh, come on. Come on, you blooming cock.
Music softens the hardest morning.
Especially when the music comes from Sweet Chariot. With a Sweet Chariot and When I'm a Kid. And it's now 17 before 8.
Makes your heart beat just a little bit quicker.
Let's call up all those people on a school report. If you want to tell me about your school, I'll be very pleased to hear about it. Maybe you've got a top team that's doing very well at the moment. Drop me a line. Another source or a subject for correspondence I'll mention in a moment, right after I've sent greetings to our school for today. The pupils of the Augustus Smith School, Berkhamsted in Hertfordshire. Greetings to you all. The third year are going to the Scilly Isles at them today. Oh, well, I hope you have a very good time. Lots of love to you from Marion Frost. Can we do you the Scilly Isles? We can. Scilly Isles this morning were sunny. They're going to be sunny throughout the day, and the high there is 17 degrees. Looks as though you're going to have a fine time, the pupils of the third year of Augustus Smith School, Berkhamsted in Hertfordshire. Now, does your teacher, lecturer or professor or whatever ever come up with golden tutorial words? Do you ever get a nice bit of an educational bloomer? I remember when I was at school, a gentleman used to come and take us for maths, and he used to bring all his books with him and carry them sort of in front of him, and therefore demanded that the form door should always be left open. And as he walked in, same words every morning, he used to say, "Shut the door, clean the board." Until, of course, the inevitable happened and he walked in and said, "Clean the door, shut the board." And the poor unfortunate fool in front of me tried to do the same, and he got beaten into a pulp. Do you have golden tutorial words?
Music radio.
Drop them down on a postcard, why not? If you'd like a school report, don't forget to write to Noli at the BBC. It is now 15 and a half before 8.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so
you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to
before 8, and the music of Bob Dylan.
Like a complete unknown.
Got to number 4 in 1965, and Like a Rolling Stone.
Wednesdays were weird, but Wednesdays are wonderful now.
Tonight with... from the Trowbridge Technical College in Wiltshire.
Now exactly 11 before 8.
Wherever you go. Radio 1 goes with you.
Oh, yes. Radio 1 going with you at the Partridge Family right now. You ever bother to think where we get the word quiz? A strange word, isn't it? Wonder where we get it from. I'll tell you after this record. For the meantime, let's go walking in the rain. Can be a nice day today, dry and warm.
Water. She's my girl, I think she'll like me.
she leaves me. Whoa, whoa, I'll miss her. Sometimes when we by the fire,
of the Partridge Family, and they are walking in the rain at 8:30 before 8.
Shed on a star above
and this is Noel Edmonds wishing you a fine Wednesday morning. I hope everything is going very well for you. Talking about that word quiz, it's funny how we tend to accept strange words. I mean, we obviously all know what quiz means, but have you any ideas how such a word could be derived? Well, in fact, it was invented. Absolutely, it was invented in 1780 by a guy called Daly, a Dublin theatre manager, and he did it for a wager that he could introduce a new word into the language within 24 hours. He secretly chalked it on every wall and bare space in the city of Dublin, and within hours, as you can imagine, everyone was discussing this magical word quiz, and that's how it comes to be known as an inquiry. I wonder whether we, on this particular programme, could get a word into the English vocabulary. Be worth having a go. If you think you've got a nice, succinct, a nice, pert little word, send it to me on a postcard, and I can keep mentioning it, and we can give it a meaning. We'll see if we can actually get it into the shorter Oxford thingy what's it. All right, right. Breakfast cereal coming your way. 7 1/4 minutes now before 8 o'clock, and this is Geordie. Once again, I apologise about my voice. It's getting deeper and deeper, greatier and greatier, and they say, can you do it? And can you do it? 4 1/2 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Can you do it? I hope you're feeling fit and fine and wonderful well this morning. This is Noel Edmonds here. Greetings to you if you live in Glasgow. The outlook today, rather cloudy, sunny intervals and a high of 19 degrees. And you have been waiting, haven't you? You've been poised above your own bacon and eggs and your kipper yoghurt, waiting for a breakfast cereal. Fucking dream.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Super Earl, come now. We must find the jewels.
Minister, I shall send Desmond Duck to the tower at once. How?
What on earth is he saying?
Well, he reckons his feathers are falling out. Yeah, in fact, he forecasts that he will lose 100 feathers.
Good heavens.
Anyway, that's the end of the feather forecast.
Supernal, I must have a report. Oh, that's better.
Minister, I think I have a hunch.
Really?
Yeah, bad backs seem to run in my family. Do you like that, Desi? Bad backs seem to run. Oh, come on, let's go down the tower, boy.
Be listening again tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Oh, the tension is gripping. 3 minutes before eight, my record of the week comes from the Sarsted Brothers, and it's a Chinese restaurant. Good morning to you.
Yes, it's good to be back home. Among the laundromats and the Chinese restaurants. Girl around the bend with the shiny dog and the boys in the Dixie bar. They're singing ha, ha, ha. But ain't it good to be back home? Where Mr. 10% has got an office everywhere. And the men from Mars in their Japanese cars and the boys with the big guitars. Across the road from the laundromat, but I got no Chinese food to take away. I'm gonna spend the afternoon down in the sauna bath. I don't think I need no cinema. Well, ain't it good to see my friends? Oh, but they're scattered now and they're battered by the wind. You see the burning hand on the burly way, reaching up when you have to pay. That'll be the day. This ain't good to see the street. Oh, when the school came out and how we all ran for the bus. And the wicked looks from the would-be crooks made the scenes in the coffee bar. Singing ha, ha, ha. I'm standing just across the road from the laundromat. But I got no Chinese food to take away. I'm gonna spend the afternoon down in the soda bar. Chinese restaurants and the girl around the bend with the shiny dog and the boys in the Dixie bar singing ha ha ha.
And that's my record of the week from the Sarsted Brothers, and it brings the time up to 8 o'clock.